Welcome back, everybody, to Paranormal or Reality. Like always, this is your host, Joe. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Looking forward to the next 4th of July this week. And I know I've been, it's been a little bit of time, about a week or so since I posted a scary story. But I decided to do it today. We've been reviewing some evidence because we had a big event investigation that took place 2 weeks ago. And like anything with investigations, there's so much reviewing, listening to audio, pretty much just doing the whole video process of it. So it is it does take a little bit of time. But I won't disappoint. I'll tell you guys a ghost story. Actually, just aired this story this past Saturday on my YouTube channel, which I'll link up in the description for you guys. It goes a little bit like this. So my great-grandfather grew up in Mexico, and he grew up not by a border town, really down south in a location called Guadalajara, Jalisco, and it's pretty much, I want to say, maybe 4 or 5 hours south of Mexico City, and it's really in a tropical area in the country of Mexico. And in this part of the region, there's a bunch of little towns, and within the little towns, there's a lot of black occults with witches, witch occults, I guess you could call them. A lot of witches, and some make themselves known, and some are very secretive in their doings, and it's a well known thing throughout the town that certain people tend to curses and stuff like that. So a little bit of the backstory with my great grandfather, he was actually outside. He allowed my grandmother to go to a little party in the town square. And while she heads out there, he's waiting. She's past curfew at this point, so he's waiting outside to scold the gentleman that took her. So he's waiting. He's on the side of his house in like an alleyway. And he's waiting. And he happens to look to his right, and across the, not directly in front of him, but towards the side of him, there's a dog. A dog there, just on all fours, just looking straight at him. So he just ignores it, thinking it's just a random stray dog in the neighborhood. So he continues to watch. He continues to look down the street. And at this point, he turns back again because he continues to have this feeling of someone watching him. And there's a man there. How about he describes him? My great-grandfather was a very tall man. He was about 5'5", maybe 5'6". So he describes this guy at 6'1", 6'2", which is not very common within that town. So he kind of gets baffled a little bit. But in his mind, he's a skeptic, doesn't, you know, believe in the paranormal. So he just brushes it off as a man replaced the dog left and a man replaced him. So he continues to watch. At this point, he looks back again, and the dog's there. Well, this time the dog decides to walk across the street on the same side that my great grandfather was on. So he walks across, and now my great-grandfather is trying to think to himself. This is his exact words when he's telling me. He's like, now I'm thinking, what? Is someone trying to pull a trick on me? Like, there's no way. Now he's starting to rationalize it. There's no way that the man could leave that quick and the dog could replace him in the same exact spot. So he kind of starts to get a little bit creeped out now. The dog's on the same side. He said about maybe 10 feet, 12 feet away. He was close, but not that close. So to give my great grandfather credit, he continued to look forward and look down the street for my grandma. But now he's wary. So as he looks, he sees, and he, for whatever reason, he says it just felt he needed to look one more time. So he looks behind him, and to his amazement, there's a man. The man reappeared. And he says he's a lot taller than initially when he saw him across the street. And he's like, and now He says he's never been so scared in his life. He says that every hair in his body just stands up on point, and he's just petrified. And he says that he's trying to look at this gentleman to see if it's maybe a friend or someone maybe that's just trying to spook him. And he can't make nothing out. He can't even make out eyes, a mouth. It was just a dark shadow of a man. And he just slowly looked forward and slowly made his way back into the house, he said. And he was just in amazement what he just witnessed. So he sat there on his favorite chair, and he just thought. And he actually told me it took him about 2 weeks for him to tell anybody what happened, because he was such a he didn't really believe in that stuff. And once that happened, he definitely believed there's something that after death, or there's something that lives among us that can be dark. And he really didn't put it directly to the witches or anything that they might have conjured or anything like that. Who knows? He just tells a story about what he did see that day. And he is, he's no longer with us at this point, but he told that story to me when I was about 10, and he told it to me again a little bit later on as I got older, but his story stayed the same. He truly believed what he saw that day. But guys, I'll leave it at that. If you guys have ever had any encounters with anything similar to this, leave a comment, leave me a shout out. I would love to hear it. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday with some updated news. Have a great 4th of July, and I'll see you guys in a couple days. Embrace your experiences.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.